After being forced to leave her compound, threatened, and assaulted, Phyllis Sautor decided to take charge and to escape.
I took one step and was immediately surrounded by five kidnappers.
Her escape came to a disappointing end, and the next 12 days were a struggle to stay alive.
They tried to kill me several times.
But the bond she made with one of the kidnappers early on in the ordeal, after losing a shoe, saved her life.
They would rush down into that rabbit hole and cock their rifles and point them at me and be shouting at me and stabbing at me with their knives. But each time, Ismaila just came and inserted himself between us, and he would hold me behind him and say to the people, "You'll have to shoot me first before you kill her."
Resigned to the fact that she was a hostage, she never gave up hoping for her release. And on the 12th day came some unexpected news.
Ismaila came running down the path to my rabbit hole, saying, thank God, you're going to be released. And I was so thankful too.
But our series can only begin to capture the emotions, the wrangling, and all of the back-channel negotiations that took place to secure her release. And it can't adequately capture how she felt as she begged to be let go.
"Please, you need to call that motorbike driver the way you said you would and get me out of here." I said, "I don't want to spend another night in this place."
You can listen to an extraordinary accounting of the circumstances of her release and many other intriguing details of the Phyllis Sautor kidnapping ordeal at WTOP.com. Search National Security. Gigi Green, WTOP News.